There is our school bell that tells us that it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. I'd invite you at this time to get your Bible and turn to 1 Samuel 15. We're going to conclude a Sunday school lesson we've been studying about Samuel, about Saul, then from the book of Samuel, about King Saul, how he was anointed king, but how he was a great disappointment to God because he did things his way instead of God's way. And how the kingdom was taken from Saul. And we'll be reading that in 1 Samuel 15 and verses 27 to the end of the chapter here in just a moment. And while you're turning there, I would ask you to remember that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. But now let's read our text, and then we'll turn to the Sunday school notes written by E.A. Elam. They were written for the Sunday schools of March the 9th, 1924. But first, from the American Standard Version of the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 27, and then we'll read through verse 34, where it says that Samuel turned about to go away. Saul laid hold upon the skirt of his robe and rent, and Samuel said unto him, Jehovah have rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and has given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned. Yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship Jehovah thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshipped Jehovah. Then said Samuel, Bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him cheerfully, and Agag said, Surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, As thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before Jehovah in Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went up to his house, to Gibeah of Saul. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. For Samuel mourned for Saul, and Jehovah repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. Let's look at these closing Sunday school notes. It says, As Samuel turned away to go away, Saul lay hold upon the skirt of his robe, and it rent. Samuel said this signified that the kingdom should be rent from Saul that day and given to his neighbor who was better than he was. And then we read that the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent. That's talking about God. The kingdom must be taken from Saul's house. For the present, Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshipped Jehovah. But Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. For Samuel mourned for Saul, and Jehovah repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. These things have been written for our instruction, and we should learn in reverence for God's word never to presume to improve upon his ways. At the end of this Sunday school lesson, there's a small rhyme attributed to Gay. The man of pure and simple heart, though life disclaims a double part, he never needs the screen of lies his inward bosom to disguise. I turn the page in our Sunday school book, And I see E.A. Elam has now written a Sunday school lesson for the Sundays of March 16th, 1924. It is called The Reign of David. We'll read the main text, but we're going to go back and read some of the high points of David's life as we proceed from this event with Saul and Samuel, and see how Samuel anointed David to be king, how David killed the giant Goliath, how Saul and Jonathan were killed in battle, how David was king in Hebron for 7 years, and then later moved to Jerusalem, his capital there, and brought the ark to Jerusalem. We'll be studying this as we proceed with these lessons on the reign of David. But first let me read the Sunday school text. 2 Samuel 7, verses 18 through 26. Then David the king went in and sat before Jehovah. And he said, Who am I, O Lord Jehovah? And what is my house that thou hast brought me thus far? And this was yet a small thing in thine eyes, O Lord Jehovah. But thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And this too after the manner of men. O Lord Jehovah. And what can David say more unto thee? For thou knowest thy servant, O Lord Jehovah. For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, thou hast wrought all this greatness to make thy servant know it. Wherefore thou art great, O Jehovah God, for there is none like thee. Neither is there any God besides thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem unto himself for a people, and to make him a name, and to do great things for you, and terrible things for the land before thy people, whom thou redeemest out of Egypt from the nations and of their gods? And thou didst establish thyself, thy people Israel, to be a people unto thee for ever. And thou, Jehovah, becamest their God. And now, O Jehovah, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, to confirm thou it forever, and do as thou hast spoken, and let thy name be magnified forever, saying, Jehovah of hosts is God over Israel, and the house of thy servant David shall be established before thee. The second part of the text is 2 Samuel 8, the latter part of verse 14 and verse 15, where we read, And Jehovah gave victory to David whithersoever he went. And David reigned over all Israel. And David executed justice and righteousness unto all his people. Well, this is going to be a fascinating study of the reign of David. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is the 40th Psalm and verse 8, where we read, I delight to do thy will, O my God. The devotional reading is the 24th Psalm. It has an inscription, a Psalm of David. The earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of Jehovah, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands, and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto falsehood, and hath not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from Jehovah, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek after him, that seek thy face, even Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? Jehovah strong and mighty, Jehovah mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of Glory?
Jehovah of Hosts.
He is the King of Glory. Selah. To introduce this lesson on the reign of David, we're going to continue where we left off with the reign of Saul, turning to 1 Samuel chapter 16 and read about the time that David was anointed to be king. If you'll remember, as we said a moment ago, that Samuel mourned for Saul and did not go up to see him anymore until the day of his death. But then in 1 Samuel chapter 16, we read this. Jehovah said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil, and go, and I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And Jehovah said, Take thee a heifer with thee, and say, I'm come to sacrifice to Jehovah. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee that what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which Jehovah spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the city came to meet him trembling, and said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. I am come to the sacrifice unto Jehovah. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, Surely Jehovah's anointed is before him. But Jehovah said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance or the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For Jehovah seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but Jehovah looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, Neither hath Jehovah chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, Neither hath Jehovah chosen this. And Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Jehovah hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look upon. And Jehovah said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of Jehovah came mightily upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose up and went to Ramah. Now David did not immediately become king upon his anointing. We're going to see that David became one of the great men of Saul's army. And then later David became a fugitive, fleeing from Saul's wrath. But before those two things occurred, David killed the giant Goliath. It's one of the most fascinating chapters, and we're going to divide it over 2 Bible studies as we're running out of time to fully complete this. But you can follow along with me now as we read from 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and they were gathered together at Succoth, which belongeth to Judah, and encamped between Succoth and Azekah and Ezephdamim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and encamped in the vale of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath. Well, we're going to stop the reading there, and we'll continue this in our next Bible study.